Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's radio. Yahweh's ministry. It's a live broadcast on Pep Talk, Blog Talk. Pick your network you want to hear voices of the true Israelites. I'll be your host by name, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 16. And we just going to scroll down and see who all join us, and we'll get it going on, part 16. Remember, no broadcast tomorrow. Be back on airwaves Wednesday night for some more of B-O-T-T-Y. All right, let's throw down the international side and see who all join us for another episode. All right, on the international side, all the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries. That means a representative in from every place that's got a place, that got a computer. If they got a computer, somebody in that state is listening to V-O-T-T-Y, which is WCC. See it, get on with the broadcast. I hear you, WCC. All right, get on with the broadcast. What's flashing on the international side? 112-729. Oh, I guess you must got something to say there, huh? You must be behind something. 112-729. All right, I believe the WCC, let me say something to you real quick. I believe you got an alarm that goes off before we even get going on. You got an alarm that going off. The WCC, World Council of Churches, 500 million members. Well, one thing we do say, we're going to do our part in thus says Yahweh, and that's all we can do. It's this anointed camp, so we're going to, so 195 international countries, 112-729. I hear your quote. I hear you. I'm not responding to that, WCC. 195 international countries, 112-729. We're going to find our way over. And we'll bring them in, and I'll listen to them, and I'll take a look at these memos you're trying to send as we speak. I tell you what, repeat that. No, I'm not going to repeat it. Nope. All right, so when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be to their seed right.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yep. think the WCC, I believe they more red to hell than a lot of the fixed anointing caps. Alarm goes off and automatic. Unless they got them automatic computers that kick in anyway. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I ain't even worried about it. But we got 195 international calls today. Ready to hear something? 112729 is flashing on the international side. So whatever you got to say, tail to 112729. Take your time. Hey, I'm going to peek at some of these memos and see what can I use and what I can't. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like 112,729 listeners, which is a good thing. And we always like to see a lot of people that come to the ministry because we know somebody out there is reaching out for something. But seriously speaking, when we pass out information or when we give that to you, which we know, it becomes obvious that you have to follow that which is said. I'll give you an example. We can speak on something or give instructions, and somebody will follow those instructions and do slightly different. Waver one way or the other way is something different. You will come up with a different result every time. But we need to stay on that narrow path. That narrow path to righteousness is very narrow. As it says in 2 Esther chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right and on the left deep water. 8, and only path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small that only one man could go there at once. Well, that's the way to righteousness. But when we're doing things together, in the military, you could call for a fire mission. They will give you some coordinates, numbers, grid coordinates to fire. You get 1 degree off. Instead of firing on the target, now you might be firing on friendlies. So, in other words, it's very important that we stay on that path, whether it be instructions, words of righteousness, or any information that you receive from the Bible or from the seal. Remember, a teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. I say that quite often. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher and possibly learning one day themselves to teach the word of Yahweh or either other things that people need in life. This shows well in all the 6 counts that teach, because we know that many people have came to hear things that most of us can hear, and we understand very well. But some listening, they never understand. And this is where proper teaching comes in. That one little iota off, either left or right, keeps them from getting a Yahweh understanding. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We are given the knowledge to know that those out there camouflage their evil or confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures at times for verbal weapons. This brings me into thinking about what Yahweh hates. Let's see. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. 16 says, these 6 things doeth the Yahweh hate, yea, even 7 are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devilish wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers and sisters. Well, we don't want to do any of these things that Yahweh hate, because you got a lot of people out there that try to imitate Yahweh, and that's told us also And what is it? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4. Try to come to you in the spirit of light, Satan the devil. You know, we look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. And 3 says, every spirit that confess not that Yahuwah the Son has come in the flesh is not of Yahuwah. This is the spirit of the anti-Yahuwah. Therefore, you have heard that it should come. Even now already is in the world. So we know all discord that we're hearing among brothers and sisters is Satan the devil guiding you in the wrong way to help create followers in his domain. So we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity, and we welcome and thank all of you for attending our educational broadcast, which comes to you live. Open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. As I said many times before, people ask, how can you guys from Yahuwah's ministry get this much information out of this one book? Well, attending the class, you'll find out. It comes from connecting the books of Yahuwah's word. Even stuff about your health. Foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This information that you came to seek, and now you have found what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, like I've said earlier by this year, unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class, and the top part of Sabbath is Friday. The temple, the current class of that one on Friday starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we're also using a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. On that search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big lion, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that remember what it says in the book of Malachi. Chapter 3, verses 8 and verse 9. Verse 8 says, will a man rob Yahuwah? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. 9. Ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. That's why I always say that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. And the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. Also, when you're there, don't forget to check our calendar. One thing about the calendar, that calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar will also be educating you with what the feast days are by biblical scripture, when they begin and when they end. So that's a good thing to check. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, type in Yahuwah Radio Live. As I have said many times before, Yahuwah Radio Live, three separate words. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. And when you click the red live button, as soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe. That's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, not .com or anything else. Just three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any particular day that you would like to listen. During the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, we're also continuing Yahuwah's story on Pal Talk. You will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics about the discussed Bible sessions will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. At this time, no comments will be taken off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Not following the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, I always say so that it almost becomes repetitious in mind. When you want to keep the scriptures in mind, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. You have to remember, we're learning the words of Yahuwah so we can learn to rehearse the righteous act. So at this time, I guess that's what I'll do. I'm going to continue learning myself. I'm going to keep my Bible open, pass our program back over to our Seer Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yeah, well, Mr. Tibbs, that's excellent. We'll catch you on the bottom part for your closing statements on tape number 16. And I got to answer this memorable question based upon your help. Well, don't, no, I'm not, okay, I'm gonna call your group out. One thing about it, got to know one thing. Before you, if you find yourself in a deep trouble and you got to get your doctor, what we're saying, hurry up and get your doctor. That's what we're saying. But to avoid a lot of things, remember one thing. If you mess around and you stopped up full of, you know, bad eating, that'll send a false reading to your body. When your doctors check you, they'll send a false reading, and you know they get excited and they believe in one thing, but that's what we get the cut and see can we get it. But what we try to tell you is we got to flush yourself out. When you all stopped up, you'll get a false reading. And then you feel real bad and you rush to the hospital and the doctors, they get on your heel because of what you saying, how you feel, like you're on your way about it. You got to avoid by eating food that's not to your diet, because the children of Israel was given a special way to eat. The whole world was given a way to eat. So sometimes when you're feeling real bad, you might, most likely, you stopped up and you got to flush whatever you have at last out of you to start feeling good, better. So before you just run to the doctor, do some things in advance by changing your eating habits. Stay away from that starch food, because children of Israel did not eat starch food. their pool was green, and they drank a lot of clean spring water, and I kept them flushing out, and they done exercise. Done a lot of exercising, walking, whatever, and they ate green food. And they flushed themselves out with the clean spring water, and that eliminates some things. But not all that works good, but one thing about it, if you got your four-letter man up front, you're really working on something, so keep that in your mind. So that's my tip to the camp that got that memo before you just make your move. But if you feel that you're in bad shape, I'm saying make your move, but in the same token, once you get cleaned up a little bit, change your intake. The older you get, the more you eat into that starch food, the more it'll clog you up. It's just like an old fan. You've seen them old fans. Well, this fan ain't blowing like it should be blowing. Then somebody look at the back and say, you see, it's all clogged up back there. So once you just put something in like a brush or something, start moving that dust off the back of the motor, you know, where you're shooting out that good cold air, and see what happens. So they put something back there and start scraping all that mud off of it, unclogging it. And all of a sudden, you feel the fan start shooting out more heat. That same thing about the body, seems like you keep on clogging your body up, you're going to slow down. You get from that starch food, and you'll see a difference. And that good, clean water, spring water. So that's all I can tell you for right now. You know, that's all I can tell you right now. Yeah, I hear you left a message on the machine, but I can't get to all of them, to some of them. All right, good. All right, there's no said on that. So remember one thing, keep your four-letter man before you. But, I do have one verse. What is that, Brother Yahdai Israel, Wisdom Solomon 14, verse 12? It's not the herbs that gonna get you right. And, I'm good for one shot. I'm good for one shot there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let me see if I can give me one shot, then we get on to the broadcast. It's not, you can do all that good green eating and all that, but the real good whole thing about it, Brother Yahdai Israel, let's get that one out the way. It's not the mortifying plaster and all that old good stuff. Pull that one verse out for the old seer, and let's get that out the way, then we get on to the broadcast. Now, listen, big organization, to this right here. Brother Yahdai Israel, pull that verse out there, we'll get going on.
From the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse number 12 reads, "For with neither herbs nor mortifying plaster that restore them to health, but your word, O Yahweh, which healeth all things."
You see it? So that's the key right there. His word what heals all things. You can be the greatest treadmill runner in the aloe vera. Next to the treadmill, you can reach over there and grab the treadmill and drink that aloe beer at the same time. But what heals you is 16 verse 12, the Wisdom of Solomon, Yahweh's word. So that's the key. So remember, slow down on that starch eating food. The older you get, the more clogged up you get. But you have to go run, see Doc Cook. See Doc Cook will immediately get to working on your then and there because you all clogged up. But once you unclog yourself with all this, from eliminating all that starch eating food, then you see a difference in your body. Then you go back and see Dr. Cook. And Dr. Cook said, oh, you must have something. But if you run to Dr. Cook after you pull all that spaghetti and macaroni and macaroni spaghetti and rice, beans and rice, and a Coca-Cola and all that stuff, and then you all bent all over, maybe had a pig ear sandwich with it. You got all that stuff going on you. First, they get nervous. They get just, we got to do it, cutting you, putting you to sleep and cutting on you. But just eliminate that way of eating and four-letter man before you, and you will see a lot of problems that your body have. It'll be saying, thank you. You finally stop eating all that starch food, and now now I can move better. All right, let's update on that. All right, you got it? Good. All right, so when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Bo Yada Israel, Yahweh beat you, Steve Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Steve Israel, Steve Roy. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, Bo Yada Israel. I'm good for another verse. Elder made a statement about something, and I made a note of it, so I forgot what he said. But yeah, I made a statement about it. I'm just going to read that one verse, in Genesis chapter 11, maybe the content of what he said, but I did make a note, because one thing about it, when I'm not talking, you can bet one thing. I got a pen in my hand and paper. I take notes on you. Mm-hmm. Big time. Genesis chapter 11, verse 5 and 6 says what? Oh, yeah, I remember now. Let's get it out the way. I remember. What does it say in Genesis chapter 11, verse 5 and 6?
Look at Genesis chapter 11, verse number 5, verse number 6 reads. Look at Genesis 11, verse 5. Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower, which the family of men built. Yahweh said, Behold, the people are one. They have all one language. This they begin to do. Now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do.
Mm-hmm. So see, once you come one mind, one understanding, and you understand that your job is to get in where you fit in at, then Yahweh will kick in. He said, once you're on the one mind, you got a lot of them on the one mind that's wicked. And then they put off a lot of things. That's why we in a condition we're in right now, because the one mind that we are under have gave us wicked information, and that's why this series have been produced, part 16, Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, because we've been taught so much bad talk. And then once you investigate it, like the Bereans in 17 verse 11, it's a god dog. What happened said that's right? But according to the series, we're going to find out a whole lot of things has not been right. So we're going to continue down that line. But how about a little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yada Israel, let's get something going on tape 16. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Oh, okay. All right, Devin, see, we'll read it again. I'll read that again in 16, verse 12 again, there, Brother Yada Israel. Wisdom of Solomon, 16, verse 12. So,
at
16, verse 12. What does it say again, Brother Yada Israel?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12 reads, For it was needless herbs, no mortifying plaster, that restored them to health. But your word, O Yahweh, which healeth all things.
Mm-hmm. See, what heals you is the word. Because see, when you get the word down in you, this is how you will respond in the book of Jeremiah. See, when the word is in you, this is a sign that will happen when the word is in you. Jeremiah tells you in 20 chapter, verse number 9, exactly what happened. See, we know when you're ready to go, because we've been able to look in the pages of the book and see what the word's saying. And this is what happens when you get the word down in your right. This will come at you in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Let's see what will come at you in Genesis chapter 20, verse 9 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What does it say?
Look at Jeremiah 20. Verse number 9 reads, Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my mind as a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary with forbearance, and I could not stay.
See that? That would happen, because you know what's going to happen? A 334 will be working with you. A 334 and St. John be working with you. See, once you we know when you're ready. Sitting on the camp, we'll know when you're ready. Because the spirit is set, that's set in your bones, you will start, you'll get busy on what we on, and then we will hear you say, I got something. That means you got something to add to the program that's going on. You won't be sitting on the sideline. We know when you're ready, because the statement that come out your mouth, I got something. Now that got something is to add on to already is on the table. Not to take away from it or not to contradict it. No, you go in the book and say, I got something. Then we are expecting to hear a verse read by you, or you call a name and somebody else read it to keep the flow going. That's when we know you're ready to go. When you say, I got something, then we'll say, then you'll take off or you'll call a name to knock it out. That's when we know. That's the sign we're looking for. What you reading there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Judges, chapter 3, verse number 34 reads, book of St. Judges, chapter 3, verse number 34. For he whom Yahweh have sent speaketh the words of Yahweh. For Yahweh giveth not the spirit by measure unto them.
That's how you operate. And so he'll give you spirit without measure. And what would you be doing that we can read in the second book of Ezra? Second book of Ezra there, Ezra the seer, he was on the clock. And in the 16th chapter, this what is written in verse 7-6. What's written in 16, verse 7-6 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Second Ezra, chapter 16, verse number 76 reads. The book of 2nd Ed, chapter 16, verse 76. 2nd Ed, 16, verse 76 reads, and the guide of them who keep my Torah instructions and preach them, saith Yahweh, that not your sins weigh you down, and that not your sins lift up themselves.
Wait a minute, read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel. I heard something in that verse. That was a pretty powerful verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You know, like I said again, I got an open sheet of paper here. And I'm writing as I'm hearing it. What he said again, take the time and read that again in the book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 16, verse number 76. What's that say again now? Matter of fact, read 75 and get warmed up. You might as well go and read 75 and get warmed up at 75.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 16, verse 75, verse 76 reads.
Hey, hold that point there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, I'm found out, I've got a little book and I'm picking this up, but you might pick up at 74. You might walk that down from 74 to 76, because I'm hearing something in here. Yeah, I know what the series is all about, but when you lay it to put some on the table, let's even say in verse 74 down to verse 76.
The book of 2nd Ed, chapter 16, verse 74 and 76 reads, book of 2nd Ed, 16, verse 74. Hear ye, my beloved, say Yahweh, behold, the days of trouble are at hand, and I will deliver you from this thing. Verse 75. Be you not afraid, neither doubt, for Yahweh is your guide. Verse 76. And the guide of them who keep my Torah instructions and preach them, say of Yahweh, and weigh you down, and let not your sin lift up the unsaid.
That's big talk with that, Brother Yahdai. You mean Yahweh kicking out? You mean Yahweh is the one told Ezra, he said, this is to his beloved. He said, this is to my beloved. He said, I'm telling you something. He said, don't have no doubt, beloved. Yahweh, don't worry about nothing, beloved. That's big talk. Bro, Yahweh, Israel. I just got to hear it one more time because I don't got happy by hearing that right there because he started calling somebody beloved and all that good stuff. So I need to hear that one more time, that Brother Yahdai. That's big talk with them. I'm got happy already. It don't take much. What it says at 74:76 again. One more time, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Because 2 Edwards, chapter 16, verse 74 through 76, read. Book of 2 Edwards, chapter 16, verse 74. Hear, O you, my beloved, Ev Yahuwah. Yo, the day of trouble at hand, and I will deliver you from the same. Verse 75. Be you not afraid, neither doubt, for Yahuwah is your God. Verse 76. And the God of them who keep my Torah instructions and precepts, says Yahuwah. Let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your sins lift up themselves.
Well, yeah, God, Israel, that's big talk with that. Can you just, I want to make sure I heard, and if you hear the same thing, let me precept that, and I'm going to show you why I'm saying that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 12. Let me show you why I'm saying that. There's a reason why I'm saying that. Now, I heard something in that. I just want to see. I heard something in that. Now, the reason why I asked you that question, Brother Yahdai Israel, because 1 Kings chapter 12 will say something, and we want to make sure we on point. In 1 Kings chapter 12, now this is a king, he was sitting on the throne. You know, he big dignitary now. And he says something in the 12th chapter, and we want to hear what he says in the 12th chapter there. 1 Kings chapter 12, and what happened in the verse number 6. Verse number 6, and listen to the answer in verse number 7. See, this is some good stuff that we hear in here, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm writing just as fast as it's coming to me. 1 Kings 12, verse number 6 and 7. Let's see what it says.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 6, verse 7 reads. Book of 1 Kings 12, verse 6. King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon and his father while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I may answer this people? Verse 7, they spake unto him, saying, if you will be a servant unto this people this day, you will serve them, speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever.
Ain't that funny? Yes, yeah, they are. So you see how it works? So you see, you always got to have the right covenant people around you. And when you're a covenant keeper, your advice has to be taken up front. But when you're a non-covenant keeper, it's like a crapshoot. It's like a crapshoot, so you're right. It can go either way. But when you're a covenant keeper, that's the key right there. But that was Yahuwah just said over here in 16. He said, now I'm going to guide the ones that keep my Torah instruction. So I mean, if he's going to guide the one that keeps his Torah instruction, that means if you're not keeping his Torah instruction, then who guides you? Because Yahuwah said right here in the 16th chapter, verse 74 through 76, he said, I'm a guide to whom keep my Torah instruction. That's big talk right there, see, right now. See, that's big talk right there. He only guides the ones that keep his Torah instruction. So if you're not keeping his Torah instruction, you got a crapshoot working with you, because you taking a crapshoot on making an opinion on anything, because Yahuwah said he ain't in it. He only in it with the one that's keeping Torah instruction. And that's what I get out of 70. Now, see what I'm going to do? I'm going to pass on to Brother Yahdai Israel and then see what he got out of 74 through 76. I'm all ears, and the national audience is all ears too. What you get out of that verse from 74 to 76 with Sacramento 16 now, Brother Yahdai Israel? What you get out of it?
Hallelujah. What? Yes, yeah, I kind of see the same thing you see.
Hallelujah. What? You see that? You see the same thing I see. And that's what we read. We read that he said, I will be the God to them who keep my Torah instruction. And precept says the four-letter man, let not your sins weigh you down. Now, that's big comfort, that's easy, right? So, you know, I got to precept a little bit of that and see exactly, get a little bit more. That's what I got out of it. You know, I got out, and then I got me a witness, and he said, he see the same thing. So one out of the mouth of two witnesses, every word is established. So now I want to precept that to the book called Nehemiah. I want to precept that to Nehemiah because, like I said, I don't know who this is for. But like I said, again, this is a long series, and we saying the series is going to be long. But some certain things you got to know. It's just like when big dignitaries call about, the alarm of their body. I said, well, you one thing about it, you know, if doctor catch you right away and you pull all that spaghetti, macaroni, meatballs, and Pepsi, he might look at his chart and say, wait a minute, we need to work on you right away. Plus, you might have a couple of pig ear sandwich too. All that in your system. So now, when the doctor get his hand on you then and there, he might say, wait a minute, we just cutting on you. But really what you need is a great bowel movement and get that garbage about your system. You see what I'm saying? So watch yourself on that. Now, why is the born to your brother Yahdai Israel?
I didn't catch that, sir.
Yeah, Nehemiah. Thank you, that brother Yahdai Israel. Nehemiah. I'm going to run to Nehemiah and get a precept on that, because he said, do the precept. Let's get a precept on that. And Nehemiah chapter... want to make sure we get a precept in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 14. What it says in Nehemiah 14. Now, read 13, get warmed up. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 13 and 14. Let's see what happened here. Come on.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 13, verse 14 reads. Book of Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 13. I came down also from Mount Sinai. And spake with them from heaven, gave it their right judgment, and true Torah instruction, good statutes and commandments. Verse 14, and made it known unto them thy righteous Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, Torah instructions, by the hand of Moses, your servant.
Mm-hmm. And when he give you all that good stuff, what happened next in verse 20?
Verse number 20. They gave it also your good spirit to instruct them, and withheld it at thy manner from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst.
So he gave you the good spirit to instruct you. He gave you some good to instruct you. And when you precept that in Romans chapter 7, verse 12, it tells you exactly what good spirit he gave you. See, now you want to look for that good spirit now? It's not going to give you a kick in the jerk. You want to know what the good spirit is right now? You got to precept your Bible in Romans chapter 7 and verse 12 and find out what that good spirit that works with you right now. But remember, it got to be something you can read. Now, the good spirit is over in 7:12 when Paul talked to the northern kingdom. Let's talk about the good spirit there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Romans chapter 7, verse number 12 reads, wherefore, the Torah instruction is right. The Torah instruction is right and good.
So that's the good spirit he gave you right there, see right here. The good spirit was in Isaiah 40, verse 8. So here goes your good spirit right now. So you want to know what the good spirit he gave you right now? All you got to do, precept is Isaiah 40, verse 8. Here goes the good spirit you got right now, see right. See all that? You watching people all of a sudden hump their shoulder up and kick their leg out and break out running, feeling good. No, that's a pilgrim saved the devil. Yahweh don't operate like that. That's how Satan operates. He tell you if you run up and down the aisle, back and forth, and fall down and get tripped, and a blanket go over you, all that, that's the spirit. No, that's not. No, that's saved the devil at his best. Yahweh don't operate like that. This is how he operates. You want to know how he operates? He operates from the pages of the Bible. Let's see how he operates in 40 verse 8.
The book of Isaiah 40, verse number 8 reads, the grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
That's what's going to stand with the Almighty is his word, Steve. That's what's going to stand with him is his word. So all that going, seeing the dance on TV or going out, seeing the dance, no, you just come to one of the Six Anointed Camp and you're going to see Bible pumping. Popping that Bible all the way. You pop the Bible. Them verses get you right. Not all that jerking and kicking and running. That don't work. Not according to the Bible. It may work, but not according to the Bible. That's somebody else's will and that spirit. So now that spirit you got to get you all warmed up. No, it don't work like that. So you keep that in your mind, Yahweh's word is what take care of this business. If you got his word, then he with you. But now we want to precept that to Proverbs chapter 8. He'll tell you something. Because he said, don't let your sins weigh you down, right? So he said, okay, remember what he's trying to tell you. He's trying to tell you something over here with the wise man in the world about that. Don't let your sins weigh you down. Because if you do, in Proverbs chapter 8, let's see what he says in Proverbs 8, verse 36. Remember what I said? Let's go see what he say. 8, verse 36.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 36 reads, but he or she that sinneth against me, wrong of their own self, all that hate me, love death.
Yes, they right here. So if you sin against, your mighty one, you wrong in him. And he said, you love to death. You remember he was writing earlier in that verse over there in 2nd Ezra about this is to his beloved. But his beloved is the one that keeps the Torah instruction. But if you do not keep the Torah instruction, you love death. And that's what he just said. You love to death. That's a ticking time bomb. And you got it written in St. John 7, verse 6. He's trying to tell you something. You remember that song? Remember that movie come out that somebody trying to tell you something? He trying to tell you something. In 7 verse 6 of St. John, this is what he trying to tell you. What is trying to tell you in 7 verse 6?
Look at St. John 7, verse number 6 reads, then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, for your time is always ready.
Your time. And see, your time. It's always ready. You know, see, and when you know a man with all that power telling you, your time is always ready. Do you know, his credentials is? It's in 2nd Ezra 6, verse 6. You know he got credentials? Do you know the man saying, and he pulled that verse, and let's find where he pulled it from after we read it. Now, the seer pulled this verse in 2nd Ezra 6, verse 6. He pulled it. Where did he pull it from? Huh? Where did he pull it from? Look what he got written in 2nd Ezra 6, verse 6. But what I want to know is where did he pull that verse from? Because he just didn't pull it out of thin air. He has to pull it to say it. What did it say in 6, verse 6 in the second book? 2nd Ezra 6, 6.
The book of 2nd Ezra 6, verse number 6 reads, then did I consider these things. They all were made through me alone and through none other. By me also they shall be ended and by none other.
You see the man saying? That's big talk. He said, I consider these things. He said, everything started by me and it's going to end by me. So ain't nobody going to dictate, nobody was around to dictate the beginning of it. And when it's staying in, it will be nobody to dictate the end of it but the one that said he's me. See? That's all I'm going to do it. Now, he pulled that verse from where? About his position about being in the beginning and being in the end. Now, what is he talking about? What? That we can read. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 44. Let's go to Isaiah 44 and let him break it down what he's saying. He's going to make it plain what he's saying, but you got to precept your Bible. He's talking about from 44 verse number 6. Here what he's talking about, Steve, right here. You got that on your precept? This is what he's talking about. He said, it started by me, it's going to end by me. Now, we got to find out who is to me that's doing all this great big talking. All you do is precept your Bible. It'll tell you who to me is. Let's see what's going on in 44 verse 6 of the book of Isaiah.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse number 6 reads, Isaiah 44, verse number 6, the Savior of Yahweh, the King of Israel, Yahweh of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, beside me, there is no Yahweh.
You see what he said? He says, I am the King of Israel. That's what he said here. Now, what did the eyewitness say on the right side of the book? Who is the King of Israel? What did the eyewitness say? Remember, when you're teaching, paint the picture. Sit them on the camera. Paint that picture. Who is saying this that we can read? St. John 1:49. Paint the picture. What is saying 1:49 of St. John? Who was this eyewitness saying, and then he going to respond to about the King of Israel? Not the King of the Christians. Not the King of the 17 other nations. He's the King of Israel, Steve, are you? You understand the man saying? He said, I'm the King of Israel. So if Israel do what I tell you, I will guide you. If you don't, I'm going to deliver you up. There it is. Who the King of Israel we can read in 1:49 of St. John?
The book of St. John 1, verse 49. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Master, you are the Son of Yahweh. You are the King of Israel.
See that, see, right? And then, you know, we get a lot of calls, and they'll say, well, hey, Seer, well, can you get a prayer up real quick for me? Then, you know, when people be talking, I be looking down at the page of the book, and I have to follow the rules and regulations. And the rules and regulations, we're going to take a look at exactly what old Daniel was doing. And all I do, take a page out of Daniel's book, and don't be capital down to anybody. I just look at what Daniel did. Daniel was, he was on the clock. The same question was asked to him in the 9th chapter. And let's see what his response, and that's exactly what my response be to. See, hey, you understand something. Once you respond about according to the way the Bible got it written to you, then you know what? You'll get some sweet sleep. Because you know exactly what you can do and what you can't do. Why? Because you won't be able to read it. Let's see what it says. We're going to Daniel. We might take it on down to 18 out of verse 22. But I tell you what, let's do 18 and 19. That's good enough. I don't want to go that far. Let's do it. Let's do Daniel chapter 9, verse 18 and 19. Now listen to this. Let's see what he was doing. And that's the same thing that one thing about his word gonna stand forever, right? So y'all don't have a seer in every walk of life. Now the seer won't know what to do today. He looking back at yesterday, and we see what he was doing when it's all hot and heavy. And if you do the same thing he was doing, then you're doing it. Then you one thing about it. We know he got a seat in the kingdom. So if you do it, if you say, well, I did the same thing he did, then I'm saying, well, where am I seat at? Just give me 19 and 20. That's good enough. 19 and 20. Listen to this here. Daniel chapter 9, 19 and 20. What does it say?
Look at Daniel chapter 9. Verse number 19, verse 20 reads, look at Daniel 9, verse number 19. O Yahweh, hear. O Yahweh, forgive. O Yahweh, hearken and do. Defer not. For thine own sake, O my Yahweh, for your city and your people are called by your name. Verse number 20. While I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, presenting my supplication before Yahweh, my Yahweh, for the righteous mountain of my Yahweh.
Yeah. So he was down there. He was working. He was sweating my pain down in the thunder. But look what he was doing it for. You see, there he is right now. So there it is right now. He was doing, so you see what he was doing it for? He was doing for the city and the peoples that are called by thy name. I mean, he was working hard. And then Yahweh got a response for the city and the people that is called by thy name. All that happened. Let's precept that to 1 Chronicles 17 and look at verse 9 and read down a little bit till we get our point. So you see, understand one thing. I hear a lot of things. But I'm telling you one thing. When a lot of times people talk to me, majority of the time we talking to old Seer. He's looking right down his book while you talking. And he's looking direct and taking notes too. So in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, that's good enough for what we're on right now. Let's see what it says in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. Then we're going to see where that was precept at. Then we get on to, properly going to get on to take number 16. So we got all that out of what the elder said earlier. All that come up out of that. See, that's how you get to the lesson. And then he said, how do so much come out of one book? There go your answer right there. Because this Bible is spirit-led for those that do Yahweh's will. And in that very same hour, he'll give you what you need to say. Out of that one book. You know, this is a three-hour broadcast. And we got plenty to say, but it got to be up under the leadership of the minister spirit. That's how this thing happens. So if you ain't got it, it's not going to work with you. After 10, 15 minutes, you'll be puffed up and ran out of gas. You know why? Because you ain't got the spirit of God wrong. Because he don't work with you unless you're a covenant keeper. You ain't a covenant keeper. You just, they're all going to have you in doubt. I wonder what that's talking about. What's going on here? See? But you have no flow. So look what it says over here in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. Listen good what it's saying.
The book of 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 9, verse number 10 reads. Book of 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse number 9. Now we're ordained a place for my people Israel. We'll plant them, and they shall dwell in their place. They shall be removed no more. Neither shall the family of the wickedness waste them any more as at the beginning. Verse 10. Since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I will tell thee that the Yahweh will build thee a temple.
So you see, I got something for you. There's no question about it. And when I get you back straight, you tell him David. See, when you tell him David this, David had established everything, beat on his foes. Everybody was quiet. They beat him down like powder. But he told David, I'm going to establish my people and they ain't going to be moved no more. I mean, David probably strapped the ball spot in his head. He said, no, we already know now. He wasn't talking about that city, right? See, David knew now he wasn't talking about that. You're talking about this one we're in right now. So that prophecy was, see, he be way ahead of time. See, this ain't no novel. See, you read this book like a novel. That's why you got everything out of order. This book is a spiritual led by. And you got to have the right spirit to understand how to connect this book and just stoke this book. And I know when you're ready. Oh, yeah. I know when you're ready. You know why I know when you're ready? Watch, let's just go read it. How will I know when you're ready? Because I'm going to back up the numbers and see. How will I know when you're ready? That's a good question. How will I know that you're ready? Okay, we go to the numbers and get the answer. When you're on the right track, how will I know? We go on to Numbers chapter 11 to find out how will I know. What's this? Let's see how will I know. Now, Moses was, In Exodus 19, Moses did something in Exodus 19. Let me show you what Moses did. In the book of Exodus, see what Moses did. Let's see what happened. Sometimes you be hearing some things. Oh, that sounds real good. Oh, that sounds great. Moses got caught up in the same thing. Let's see what happened when Moses got caught caught up in the same thing. Let's look at verse number 18 chapter. Let's see what's going on in verse. I tell you what, let's make it sound good just for a minute. Let's get to pull this thing right here about going to Exodus chapter 18. Let's see what was going on in verse 12. And listen to the tenor of this conversation. But I'm going to listen to the words that were said and prayerfully listen on the camp to hear it real good. Let's see what it says in Exodus chapter 18. Why are you saying that? Well, let me tell you something, WCC. This ministry is aimed for the fishermen on the camps. At time appointed, we welcome those that's on the network, no problem. But this ministry is aimed for the fishermen on the camps. Once we're on point, then you will see what's going on. But let's see what it says in 18 verse 12. Let's read down a little bit there, brother. Yes, God, Israel. Let's see what he says.
The book of Exodus, chapter 18, verse number 12 reads, book of Exodus, chapter 18, verse 12. As Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrificed for Yahweh, and Aaron came in out of the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses, father-in-law, before Yahweh. Verse 13, and it came to pass on the morrow, that Moses set to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from morning until evening. Verse 14, and when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, what is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning until evening? Verse 15, and Moses said unto his father-in-law, because the people come unto me to inquire, Yahweh. Verse 16. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another. I do make them know the statutes of Yahweh and his Torah instructions. Verse 17. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not good. Verse 18. I will surely wear away both you and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for you. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Verse number 19. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and Yahweh shall be with you. Be thou for the people to Yahweh's word, and thou mayest bring the cause unto Yahweh. Verse 20. And thou shalt teach them ordinance, Torah instruction, shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work they must do. Verse 21, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear Yahweh, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifty, rulers of ten.
Good, right there. Good. Now what's in that verse that really should pique the interest of the six among the camps? Let's see what piques my interest in here. Verse 17 and down to verse 19. Let's see what piques Dolcea's interest in this, verse 17 to 19. What is there between 17, 18, and 19? What is there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Exodus 18, verse number 17. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not good. Verse 18, I will surely wear away both you and this people that is with you. For this thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to perform it yourself alone. Verse 19, hearken now unto my voice. I will give you counsel, and Yahweh shall be with you. Be thou for the people to Yahweh, thou mayest bring the cause.
Yahweh. Yeah, you emphasized that pretty good, that brother Yahweh. I know they caught it. we know you emphasized that real good, and I know they caught it. I'm going to leave it like that. But let's go find what happened. See, that's what it's all about, Steve, right? You know, you heard him. He laid it out so plain. Did you catch it? Yeah, well, I'm glad you did. Now let's go to Numbers chapter 11 and see what happened now. Now let's see what happens in Numbers chapter 11 behind that. Now, we're going to see what happens. I mean, that was great advice, right? Yeah, but he made some key words. And matter of fact, he made some key words. But what do it say is in Deuteronomy 8, verse 4? Just to get warmed up, Deuteronomy 8, verse 4, because this is really coming back from what was said. But what was said in Deuteronomy 8, verse 4, that we can then double back to 11 chapter. What did it say about the Yahweh Israel in 8, verse 4?
The book of Deuteronomy 8, verse number 4 reads, book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 4. Arami wax not old upon you. It is that your foot swell these 40 years.
That means you was in good shape. Why so? Back at the verse 3. Why so then? Everything went in your favor. Why so? Why so? Let's see what he said in verse 3.
Verse number 3. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And he humbled you, suffered you to hunger, fed you with manna which you knew of not. Neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man and woman does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh, the man and woman live.
You see that theory, right? Now let's run to Numbers chapter 11, and let's see what happened. Let's see what happened in verse 14. And we're going to read down to verse 17. Let's see what happened. Numbers chapter 11, verse 14, down to verse 17. Now, let's look at 14 and 15 first, and let me get in there and make a little shot at verse 14 and 15 first. What is said that we all can read together in Numbers chapter 11, verse 14 and 15?
But Numbers chapter 11, verse 14, verse 15 reads, book of Numbers 11, verse 14. I'm not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. Verse 15. If thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray you, out of hand. If I have found favor in your sight, let me not see my wretchedness.
Look up that definition for the national order. What's that word mean, wretchedness? Look it up for everybody to be on the same page. He said, he don't want to see this. Well, what is he talking about? He don't want to see that we can read there. So you see, remember when Spotlaw told him? He said, you know, you don't weigh yourself down on this thing here. He said, let me give you some counsel. Then we find out later on that we find out that man lived by every word of Yahweh say. Then we find out in verse 14, he says, I'm not able to bear all these people alone. Y'all are too heavy for me. That's what he said. He made a profound statement. He said, listen. If you're going to deal with me, if this is how it's going to be, he said, you might as well just go and kill me. He said all these murmurs, complainers, backbiters, murmurs. He said, look here, you might as well just go and kill me out. I won't see my wretchedness. What does that word mean, that brother Yahweh Israel?
Wretchedness. I'm looking at dictionary.com and it reads, wretchedness, very unfortunate in condition or circumstance. Miserable, pitiable, pitiful.
You the man, say, look here. If I gotta watch these people here the way they operate, this is just a sight that is miserable. This is unfortunate for a person. I thought me and you was all right, but God, dog. If you look at the people you got over here, these people have cocky, murmuring, backbiters, complainers, and they never can tell me I got something to work with. They always got a backbiting, murmuring, complaining mindset. He said, you might as well just let me go on lay down somewhere and let somebody take this thing over. That's what he said. So Yahweh heard him good. You heard him back there in 18 chapters. Yahweh heard him good in 18 chapters. See, you know, a lot of times, brother, like to around to my round table. See, remember, a round table, that's the word of the peoples of the world, round table. Well, you know, we should have a round table. No, we don't need no round table. Let's do some Bible. let's find out what the Bible said, not a round table. You know, if nobody can claim a round table anything, it's always you be told exactly what the book says, not a round table. Because a round table, it can come out with some good statements in a round table. But one thing about it, you're the one that made the heaven and earth. He heard some good conversation going on, and he heard what his father-in-law said. He was a priest. He said, I tell you what, let me give you some good counsel on this, what you need to do. But then we find out it must didn't work, because Moses wanted, he ready to get up out of here before he ready to die, right? So Yahweh heard him bump his gums real good. Now Yahweh going to intervene. So that's what we're trying to tell you, Steve, right? Always make a decision according to what the Bible says. Stop making a decision because it sounds good. Sound good? Oh, that's great. Sound real good. Let me give you good counsel on that situation. But that ain't the way the Bible tells you to operate. You want somebody to give you a scripture pertaining to what you're working with. That's what's going to stay in this word, not some good advice of what worked for me. Well, you know, my parents and myself, I've been and all that. That'll work for you and your parents. That ain't what the Bible tells to do. Because we seen one of the greatest men, most meekest man in the world got caught up in that. He got caught up. No. When you got some advice for those seer, make sure you got a scripture for me. Show me something in this Bible that I can read and I can hold on to it because it might sound good. Our law sound good, didn't it? But why didn't it work? Yeah, because man live by every word that Yahweh said. Now Moses, he was ready to lay him down. So now Yahweh can intervene on it. He's going to raise him from the dead in his mind, and now Yahweh can talk. Now listen to Yahweh talk. Verse 16, what do you say? Numbers 11, 16.
The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 16 reads, Yahweh said unto Moses, give unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people, the officers over them. Bring them unto the temple of the congregation, that they may stand there with you.
Yeah. 17. You see that? There go Yahweh. You'll be reading 40 verse 8. His word stands forever. He told him not. He told Moses what to do. He says, Moses, look out there among the millions of Israelites. Pick out 70 men that you know, Moses. Moses, that you know. He already know, but he gave responsibility to Moses. He said, Moses, pick out 70 men that you know that keep Torah instructions, that you know. Now, I'm here and my guy is with me and he all right. No, it don't work like that. It don't work like that. It works like exactly what he told Moses. Moses, you look out there. Moses, you look out there. And you see what's going on. And you pick out 70 out of millions of Israelites that you know to be elders. No? That gonna stand with you that you know. Good. Then what he say he gonna do? Now, once Moses get that part in order, so Yahweh gonna sit back and talk to his father, and they're gonna read back and drink a little herbal tea. You know, eat a little corn, grab that. He said, now, and the Memphis spirits over there in Enoch 20 verse 1, they watch it. They waiting on Moses to get that act in order. Now, once that act is in order, the same thing I'm telling them to fix it on the count. Once that act is in order, then what happens next? Verse 17. Now, let's see what happens next. Once you're in order, what happens next? Verse 17.
Book Numbers 11, verse 17. Now come down and talk with ye there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon you, and put it upon them. They shall bear the burden of the people with you, and you bear it not yourself alone.
Yeah. Here's the next step here. He said, now, once you got that part in order, you got them understanding, you got to have a Bible quote to shut your mouth up. It might sound good, just like the father law, it sounds good, but we couldn't read nothing he was saying. Yahweh heard him give Moses great advice, but that great advice, Yahweh overturned it. Why? Because man live by everything Yahweh say. He can overturn something that you think is good. Because if it's not in order with Yahweh, if it's not in order, he ain't coming down. So he said, once you got that in order, then I'm coming down. And there it is right there. Now let's see what he do when he come down. So here he come down. And let's see what Moses did. Let's see Moses pick his homeboys and all that old good stuff. He said, Moses, make sure you get me 70 elders of the children of Israel that you know that keep the Torah instruction, Moses. That you know, Moses. So Moses' job was to look out there and just watch them move around and start putting them to the side. Because we know one thing. Yahweh is not going to intervene until that's in order. You got it? Good. Now let's see what happens next. So now in verse 24.
Verse number 24. Numbers 11, verse 24. And Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahweh. He gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, set them round about the temple.
You see that? See what Moses did? Moses obeyed. See when he got the 70 men together? The middle spirit is already letting Yahweh know he on some, he worked with some, but he ain't got the number you want yet. It's okay, well, let me know when he got the number that I want. The spirit told me he got the 70 man sitting at the temple of Yahweh. Now, okay, see, there he is. Now what happened next? Now the 70 man's in place. Moses has gathered the 70 men, got them all in place. Then what happened next? 25.
Verse 25, Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took of the spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. It came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease.
Read verse 17 again. Read verse 17. So you understand something? It ain't about no cookie cutters or nothing like that. You want to know how it's going to work? What you say in verse 17? Watch what it says in verse 17. Watch what it says in verse 17.
11, verse 17. And I will come down and talk with you there. And I will take of the spirit which is upon you. We'll put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you. And you bear it not yourself alone.
Verse 25.
Verse number 25. And Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took of the spirit that was upon him. He gave it unto the 70 elders. It came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease.
Nah. So you see how it works? That's how it works, see, Roy. Did you catch it? That's how it works. You won't be all over the place, dude. Nuh-uh. The same spirit you see your guy, that's how it's going to be. Now, you going to make it work? That's how it works. That's how it works, just like that. So that's how it works. And when that in place, we'll be able to show you the next move according to the page of the book. Because Yahweh is going to intervene. And that's the key right there, C-Ray. So that's the key right there. We're going to leave that right there. And we got all that out of the verse and what we said earlier. All that come out of it. Now you see how it's going to work. So it ain't about, it's about one thing. If you want Yahweh to intervene, then you take heed to anointed leadership according to how the seer conducts himself and the elders conduct themselves. Then Yahweh will show you the next move. He'll come down and you know what he's going to do? Matter of fact, let me show you what he's going to do. Let me show you what the Bible says he's going to do. He says, yeah, that sounds pretty good. But show them what they got coming if they follow what you just got from saying that was read. Let's roll and see what exactly what's going to happen that we can read. Exactly what's going to happen. We're going to Isaiah. See, we can tell you everything from the page of the book. We're going to Isaiah and see exactly what's going to happen. And this is what he says in Isaiah that we all can read together. He's going to make a profound statement. And this is what he's going to say. And then we all can read together in Isaiah 54. We're going to all read together. Let's see exactly what happened when what we just got through reading come to pass. This is what Yahuwah said he going to do. That, and he left it in there so we can read it. And we're going to read it exactly what he's saying. We're going to read what he's saying he's going to do. See, we ain't going to tell it. We're going to read it. What he said he's going to do. Make that the 61st chapter there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. And we'll look right down at 61, and we'll look exactly what he says. And then we also, after we read that, then we're going to comment on that. And he's going to tell you again what he's going to like. 61 verse 7.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse number 7 reads, Isaiah chapter 61, verse number 7. For your shame, you shall have double. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. And for in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them.
This man saying, if you do right, you got a double coming. See what the man just said? If you do right, you see what you got coming? The man said he's going to double you up. And imagine you was back in the world, you and the dice will always go hit you 7 or 11. And you asking, can I double up? You a little double, baby change, because you know it's going to roll out 7 or 11, right? Yahuwah said, if you get me right, I got a double coming for you. For your shame and for all your confusion, I'm going to double you up. And then nice? A double coming, see, right? Once you got him right, he's going to double you up. Because something he said he don't like. And we get ready to read the next verse. What he don't like that, Brother Yahuwah Israel, in verse 8?
Isaiah 61, verse number 8. For Yahuwah loves judgment. I hate robbery, but burn up. I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them.
I got so happy now. We really could play music the rest of the night, but we not. Now, that's some great stuff we got out of that demo. That was great stuff. Well, okay, that's all. Now let's get back to unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. Now we want to take a look at something there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Let's go back to the Negro question, part 6. We'll look at remember this. You know, when you go in the store, you go to the store and get what you need out of the store, although you see many items in there. Because you see something that's in the store, and you know it don't work with what you own, you don't say, I'm not coming back to that store anymore. You just overlook that and keep moving. Same thing about a certain statements in the book. You got to know how to discern what parts you go, that sounds good, what parts you can work with. You don't just, well, since I heard one thing ain't right, I'm just going to, no, don't work like that. Get what you need in the store, right? Because I walked in the store one time, I seen a crocodile with his mouth open. I couldn't, you know, he was cut down, but he had his mouth open. I can say, well, I'm in the store. I ignore it better when I got what I need. Let's look at the Negro question. The Negro question. What's the name of it, whatever it is? We'll look at the introduction page. And we're going to read that, and let's see how much on this that we're going to work with that we all can read together. What did it say that, Brother Yahuwah Israel, on page 1? What's the name of the book you're getting ready to read out of?
I'm looking at the Negro Question Part 6 by Lee Cummings. Introduction, page number 1. The image on the front cover of this book is the original Delaware chart, which includes the original black images of King Charles II.
Hold that point right there. That word charter, so a lot of people think, you know, I'm going to get a charter bus and we're going to ride to Cicero, Apple, Banco, and back. Look at the definition of the word charter. What do a charter mean? See, one thing about it, we got to bring them up. We probably you know it, but if you don't know it, we make sure you do know it for you be on point. What is a charter? What is a charter that we can read that, Brother Yahdai Israel? A Delaware charter. What that word mean?
Looking up the definition for the word charter. One second there, see ya.
That's right. We want to make sure we lay this in grand style of Delaware. Now you see the word called D? See that word, that Delaware charter. And like I said, last night lesson, put that together, you know exactly who this Delaware is. If you recall the last case, you put the yesterday case with this one right in, then you understand exactly. If you miss a class, you miss a lot. You know exactly what's going on if you caught yesterday case. Let's see what it says about this word charter.
I'm looking at the word charter on dictionary.com, and it reads, charter, a written grant by a country, legal or sovereign power, of which a body such as a company, college, or city is founded, and its rights and privileges defined.
Ain't that something? He say, look at it. He say he had that charter. And that charter was a written document from the big dignitaries to saying exactly what they want done and this is how it's going to be. That's what he's saying about that charter. So a lot of people think charter based on, oh, man, here comes a charter bus to pick me up and take me somewhere. Yeah, but this is a Delaware charter, and this is to let you take this right here and you lay that before there, it is rules and regulations in there on some the big dignitaries from the country we're getting ready to read is sending their big dignitaries over about this charter, about what they're getting ready to do. What they're getting ready to do. And who is this charter by the hand of who, and who is it given to? That's excellent, Brother Yahdai Israel. What about this Delaware charter?
The image on the front cover of this book is the original Delaware charter, which includes the original black image of King Charles II of Scotland and England. This book is the first of its kind in that it proves that the original founding fathers of the 13 British colonies were 5 black kings from Europe.
Ain't that something? Hold that point. Ain't that something? You know, all my life and all of your life, you thought you'd be hearing about old Benjamin Franklin talking about and George Washington, they the founding fathers. You got grades on that. See, that's the biggest lie ever told. See, the biggest lie ever told is the founding fathers is the descendants of Esau and his 5 sons. See, that's the greatest lie ever told. And you know what? You pass it on to your little one. And you got degrees on it too, don't you? That ain't the founding fathers of this country. No. You just read who the founding fathers of this country, of these 13 parts they got over here, the 13 colonies. It was ordered by King Charles II. You know where Charlie's from? But no, that's black king. You've been told you never did nothing. You've been told you never did nothing, but that's not the point. But you always told you ain't nothing, they never did nothing. They found you somewhere in one way or another. But whoa, this goes against everything you got on your paperwork. The 13 colonies was not found by Benjamin Franklin or none of them. It was founded right here. Okay? You ready to hear some more? What you said, WCC? See ya. We got to hear some more of that. Well, okay, well, you go hear some more of that. What does it say that Brother Yahdai is? We all got to ask again. What does it say? You got to say, what else do it say that we all can read together?
Four of the black kings were black Stuart, Highlander, Scott. And the fifth was a black German king by the name of King George II of England.
Good. Now you want to try it. Time will roll out on all that. You see that? So you see, before you always give the sinners of Esau all this credit about what they did. No, see, that's what we see. That's why we do the things we do today, because we ain't got no history. We just fell on some boats in 1619. These people don't know nothing about no black African American. These people's coming out of Scotland and England. Scotland and England? Isn't that over that place called Europe? Yeah, see, right? These people's coming out of Scotland and England. They ain't coming from the 1619 slave trade. They ain't worked themselves up to nothing. They was already about that. What does it say?
Provide you with a rare ship, manifest. It gives a physical description of the black Scottish Highlanders as they board the convict ship. You would also read in the eyewitness account of former English Secret Service agent John Mackle as he described the black prisoners, Dukes, Barrett of Scottish Nation.
Ain't that? You hear the man saying? The man saying he got his eyewitness. He said a big dignitary that got your mind today is eyewitness that everything was over there. If you take last night take, put this tape with, everything was over there that had power, see, right? Looked like African American and Negro. Well, you ever taught that? He said, I'm an eyewitness of this, and I'm the sons of Esau. I've seen it for myself. I mean, big dignitary, African American Negroes look alike. I mean, got charters, calling shots, with a cigar in his mouth and everything, talking big talk, and people was moving. You see that, see, right? You see the man saying? He told you again, if you get me right, I'm going to put you back on the double. What are you talking about? What does he say? What does John Mackey say?
He reads, I've inserted DNA evidence from four different sources, which validates the colonization of North America by black people.
Ain't that something? DNA evidence. He said it was four sources of DNA. He said from one laboratory to the next to make sure. I can't believe this. And all of them checked back and said, yes, it is of a truth. The African-American Negro lookalike that's over there in Europe is the founders of that land. And they was willing power like rolling a snowball down the hill. I mean, growling as people bumming in the wall. Yeah, you been taught that? See, if you ever taught the truth, you wouldn't be saying the thing that you say now or doing the things you do now if you knew yourself. What do it say in Thomas chapter verse 3? What is it, Brother Yahdai Israel, Thomas verse 3?
The book of Thomas, verse number 3 reads, the book of Thomas, verse number 3, Yahweh the Son said to those who lead you to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. They say to you, it is in the sea. Then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. You realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the Yahweh the Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
You see that, say, right? The eyewitness. The big dignitary eyewitness said, he sent their resorts to four different big dignitary labs. I can't believe this. He said, yes. Everywhere you went to, it is evidence that around the time that you thought all that was going on and somebody was doing it, them was the one that looked like African-American Negro willing that power. They were willing that power, see, right? So all this stuff, you're giving them all that credit for what they did to you. That's why I say this is a powerful series. Once you get the whole layout by the six anointed cap, you're going to be able to look at yourself and help others totally different once you understand that the evidence, the DNA, you know, a lot of brothers were let out of prison once they found the DNA didn't come back the way that the person said it, and they were let out of jail. They said the four lab attorneys done the same check and said, yeah. Tell me what they said. Hold on, let's pull the verse out behind that. Let's go to the book of EZRA. I'm going to show what they said. What do you really say? This is what he really said out of the Bible. We're going to EZRA and see what he really said out of the Bible there, Brother Yahshua Yisrael. We're going to EZRA, and we're going to see exactly what he says in verse 19 and 20. EZRA chapter 4, verse 19 and 20. This is what he said. See, you know, see, this is how the spirit of Yahuwah is on you. And I'm going to know when you got it, because that's what you do. Let's see what's going on in 4, 19 and 20.
The book of Ezra, Ezra chapter.
Now, read 18. Go and make a little meal out of it. Read 18, because the same thing is big and terrible. He just didn't believe this thing. Look what happened in verse 18.
The book of Ezra chapter 4, verse number 18 to 20 reads. Book of Ezra, Ezra 8, chapter 4, verse number 18. The ladder which you sit unto earth have been plainly read before me. Verse 19. Now commanded a search have been made. It is found that this city of old time have made insurrection against kings. Their rebellion and sedition have been made therein. Verse 20. There have been mighty kings over also over Yahshua Judah, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river. Toll tribute and custom was paid unto them.
Yeah. And then that's why they think the Bible's a fairy tale. He can believe this, but it's already written. Listen, it's been, you have some mightily, I don't know why they keep showing you, in February month, showing you when you got your back whooped and all that kind of stuff. Why are they always showing you when you to get, on February month, they give you a month, and they show you where you get your back whooped all day long? You see, that's all you look for, are getting your back whooped. But why they don't never tell you that you had mighty kings over Yahshua Judah? You know what they look like in 14 verse 2? Look what the Bible says they look like and what they look like. Now, take a picture of Queen Elizabeth and put it in your hand and take the verse in your hand and see if it would be a match. Because she said she's a descendant of Yahshua Judah. That's what she say. She the bloodline of Judah, or Queen Elizabeth say. But then you take her face, put it in your hand, and go to 14 verse 2, and you tell me, is it a match? What does it say in Jeremiah 14 verse 2?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse number 2 reads. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse number 2. Yahshua Judah mourned and negates their language. They are black unto the ground.
Now you got Queen Elizabeth in your hand. You got the Bible in your hand. Now which one you going to believe? You going to believe what Queen Elizabeth said out of her mouth without digging into her, or you going to believe the Bible? The tribe of Judah is black to the ground. We're reading this right out of the book. That the DNA evidence says they are black to the ground. The one you call African American and Negro, who you gonna believe? You gonna believe that one? I say, I know every time. Come on back to this here. What we left off at? We say now they got evidence. Four different sources, four different big and terror organizations scientists, they all look at this thing. Said, God, dog. But that means the Bible is right. It's mighty kings holy. These people used to be kings. Look at we ain't nothing now. You see that? You see, you know why we ain't nothing? Because Yahweh told you, I'm coming down. I'm going to intervene once you got what you can read in order. Then I'm going to show you the next move. Either you believe the man, you know. You can't be all over the place. No. Be all over the place, it ain't going to work. I don't care how good intentions you got. It ain't going to work unless you're a covenant keeper. What is the next?
The next question.
Back to the... Now, they're gonna throw a little quick marker wrench in on something. But like I said again, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. The timeline is 4004. It ain't going for 7,000 years, and you're in a latter part of 6,000 years. So when they throw a little marker wrench in there, that's for your doubt to be all shattered. But it don't work with those that know how to get out of the store what we need. Come on, Brother Yakda Israel.
I'm reading from the Negro Question Part 6, Introduction, page number 1. And it reads, all of a sudden, we are reading articles that say 20,000 years ago, dark-skinned people came into Europe and populated Scotland, Britain, Ireland, Spain, and America.
Hold that part. You see what I'm saying? He said dark-skinned peoples came over there into Europe and repopulated all that. But like I said, yes, you got yesterday's tape. You understand that the descendants of Germanic peoples, they was already in there. But here come another set. They call them long heads in yesterday's lesson. But you see what they're saying, see, right? They said once upon a time ago, dark people start coming there. But you knew who the land belongs to by what yesterday came. If you tie that in with that, you work on something. Go ahead, Brother Yakda Israel. This is what they say.
We are reading statements from their scientific kings. The ancient Europeans retained their darkness longer than expected.
Hold on, Brother Yakda Israel. And we gave you a timeline on it in last night's lesson. What timeline you look for things to be one way? If you tie that tape in, you got the date on when the change started coming. And we're going to read it shortly about what was said in what year. And we're going to read it. But here's the point. And we're going to all read it together. Go ahead. You know I got happy already. Get it and grin it. Get happy. Come tell you something, Steve Reagan. It's up to you to do book. We're giving you the book. It's up to you to do right. What do you say?
We are reading statements like, they were here, but they vanished. Statements like, can you say damage control? The result from genetic research. The writing of the ancient historian, the Negro Question book series, and the archaeological records are forcing Europeans to admit that the true founders of Europe and America were black.
Hey!
This will be astonishing to the so-called Negro and his scholars, but it'll be only news to the white elect. They already know this.
Ain't that something? Hold that part. You see what I'm saying? They all see. That's the point we're making. And you will sit there and make all your hard-earned money. You do everything to try to be like somebody else. You try to make sure you look at them all day long and everything else. Listen, see, right? The Negro will only do stuff like that. Do you understand what the man's saying? And we, you know, one of the big bigotry basketball players that stayed in my area a long time ago, you know, he told his mama on national TV, he said, mama, we finally made it. What's that mean? Well, now we can move. We can move. We are moving on up. Now we can move around all of them. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? He said, Mama, I can say now, Mama, after you signed that great big contract. I ain't going to call his name now. He said, Mama, after I signed that great big contract, I can say now, Mama, we made it. Ain't that something? We made it. Ain't that something? Now we can be around folks who look like somebody else. See the mindset? See, that's the mindset of the one that leads you. Now we can be around somebody who look like somebody else. See? I'm going to try to show the one that look like you, hey, wait a minute. You ain't always been low down. You ain't always been down. But you think you are made it. But the big dignitary be known when you jump up and you hang around them, you the biggest clown in town. So we already know y'all the real deal. But we see our program is still working. Our program is still working. They say we already know. Why they won't tell you what they already know? See that, see, right? You mean that, yeah, they know this. Here it is in the book. Read again, Brother Yahshua Israel. And we always want to be around somebody, look like somebody else. We want to hook up with somebody, look like somebody else. We do that because we've been mistaught in the brain and understanding. David, when they see you, they grin and say, you got all the education, but you dumb as all our dough. We'll leave that right there and get some more. What did it say about y'all guy yesterday? Let's read a little bit more of that. What did it say? They already know. Ain't that the elite? Yeah, they know. Is in the big WCC filing? Yeah, they know. They're Gentiles of sons of Esau. They're clear about it now. But we have to beat over 2-3 good years on the ball care, but they got it now. Ain't that right, WCC? See? They know. They knew all the time. But they just don't want to come on their watch. See, they don't want to come on their watch. That's why their alarm go off quicker than your alarm go off to get in this broadcast. I mean, and be hearing every word. Huh? I mean, don't miss a beat on what we say on this broadcast 6 nights a week. You see what I'm saying? Huh? But you know what? You wait on day approval. And you hear it all day long from the 6 anointed camp. Stop your wicked ways. Come back to the covenant. But you ain't here. But when they came, then you here. What did they say again? What's the big dignitary say again that we can read, Brother Yahshua Israel? What did they say?
Reads, the result from genetic research, the writer of the ancient historian, the Negro Question Book series, and the archaeological records are forcing the Europeans to admit that the true founders of Europe and America were black. This will be astonishing to the so-called Negro and his scholars, but it'll be old news to the white elite. They already know.
You see that? Now, who would be astonished to? You the one that wear them skinny jeans? You know, that stand up like a board all day long and, you know, walk around. I ain't going to call them out because I get more calls. I ain't going to do that. And his old one that kicked me down there and told you that you are, that in 1988, kicking you down there and said you African American, Negro and black, and signed you up to that death sentence. In 1988, he did. Him and 05 of his misinformed Negro went down there and said, look here, we want to be African American Negro. And they said, I'll be doggone. And they grinned. They heard me. They heard me let him sign the paper. And this man right here, he works in a butcher, at a butcher shop. You know that, Brother Yahshua? He works in a butcher, at a butcher shop, ain't he? You see what he did? He's taking it out now and say, you African-American and Negro. That's what we going to be. In 1988, and they also said we going to be a rainbow coalition. Boy, there was great idiots that, my, that's the leadership. That's their leadership. See that? So you see what your leadership is? I mean, here it is. All the 6 months of Catholic is reading the same thing. We all reading the Negro Question Part 6, the 13 black colonies. And then we've been told all our life, the founding fathers are still here now. It's Benjamin Franklin and all them. That's the biggest lie I ever told. That lie so doggone, it's so doggone crooked when you put some book on it. Spell out that brother y'all got it there.
Yeah, that was the end of the introduction page.
That was the end of that? Well, I'll tell you what.
Sir.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go on. See, you really said DNA special. Let's go and get. Now, you know they say they the founding fathers and all that good stuff. They say all that, right? Let's go to page 100. You know, let me ask you a question. Do you believe when people use the big dignitaries say they already know? All the elites know, but you just don't believe it, do you? You don't believe that what you're doing is out of order in your heart. You don't believe, right? Let's go see what the founding father said that we can read together. I ain't going to just comment on it. Go to page 100 and pick it up where it says, let's see what it says about America. Let's say America, the land of opportunity. And given the year, they said all this, that, and we're going to be quiet and listen. See, we're going to listen. You go to your PDF on your computer and pull it up. You can file it or get in contact with 690 Camps and get your book. Let's see what it says over here on page 100. What my hair already pointed down on it says America. America what, brother Yagdaya? Let's read a little bit about America what.
Say pick it up where?
Yeah, page 100. Page 100. Mm-hmm. It says America has something that we can read. We'll come back at but another thing before you read that, you know, little Benjamin Franklin said. He said right before that, he said something. See, you see what he said? See, what he said? What do he say? See what, brother Yahdai Israel? Page 100 on top. See what? Come down, brother Yahdai Israel. Work with me just a little bit. That's all that happened, brother Yahdai Israel. Work with me just a little bit. Page 100 where it says see.
Yeah, I'm on page 100.
You ain't got no page 100?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to pick up the phrase you're looking for here.
At the top on the left-hand side where it says see. See what it says see with a period. You see, S-E-E?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother Yagdai. Yes, sir.
All right.
Welcome to a little bit, brother Yagdai. Yes, sir.
All right.
What does it say?
It says, see. I'm looking at the Negro Question Part 6 by Lee Cummins, page number 100. Top of the page. And it reads, see. I don't know if these images are of the black Scots who founded the colonies or the American Indians. But one thing is for sure, these Indians are Israelites indeed.
Ain't that something? Hey, you get the man to say it? See, when you started calling these peoples Indians, these peoples ain't no Indians. These peoples is Israelites indeed. The one you call Indians, they Israelites indeed. So, listen. If you're going to teach, they never was called Indians. They knew they was the Israelites. The big dignitaries know they the Israelites. But you couldn't have beat them down like that if you told them that you were beating down the Israelites. You had to give them a foreign name somewhere and hope all your big leadership keep calling the same thing. The Indians that you whooped on Thanksgiving was Israelites, the peoples of Yahuwah. That's the one you murdered up on November 24, with your cranberry sauce and your stuffing and your turkey. What you just got through was destroyed was Israelites, the people of the Bible, Yahweh's people. And they know it. They know it. That way they literally use that Indian word. These peoples indeed, who were these peoples again? Brother Yahweh Israel?
It reads, you have eyes to see. You have eyes to see, but you can't see. I don't know if these images are of the black scat who founded the colonies or the American Indians. But one thing is for sure, these Indians are Israelites indeed.
Go ahead, Marie.
See the essay written by Benjamin Franklin on next page.
You see that?
America.
You see the man saying? The man said, now listen, you don't want to believe the sister known at camp, would you believe Benjamin Franklin? Now Benjamin Franklin, the founding so-called fathers of the United States of America, the big elites, they already been talking. Huh? Now they talking. Why would they say Benjamin Franklin, all the big bigotries say, but when it's time to give you a book, they look at you and say, what leadership you up under? I'm glad you ain't up on the bosses of the two Israelites. But when you see us, you'll break out running. Not trying to get with us. Now go ahead, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Benjamin Franklin. Page
700.
Benjamin Franklin.
No, look at higher. America.
America as a land of opportunity, 1751.
See it? There you go, the key right there. 1751, see, right? You got the left side of 1751 and the right side of 1751. And that's the key if you take the last night lesson, the left side of 1751 and the right side of 1751. Got it? Good. What's the next thing?
Why increase the size of Africa in America?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Benjamin Franklin.
Europe is generally full settled with husbandmen, manufacturers, and therefore cannot now much increase in people. America is chiefly occupied by Indians who subsist mostly by hunting. But as the hunters of all men require the greatest quantity of land from whence to draw his subsistence, the other man subsiding on much less, still less, and the manufacturer requiring less of all. The Europeans found America as fully settled as it well could be by hunters. All Africa is black or twatty. Asia chiefly twatty. America wholly so. This means the original American Indians were of black people. Benjamin Franklin's statement validates the untempered artifact that we just saw.
You hear the man said? You hear that? Benjamin Franklin. You know, you love to hear what old Peggy playing in 10 o'clock news say. If he tell you this the way it is, you believe that, right? Benjamin Franklin says that everything he seen over there in Europe was tawny, meaning black, swatty, meaning black, meaning black, negro looking. And he said when he got to America over here in 1751, he said the same thing. He couldn't tell the difference between what was over here in America and 1751 and same thing over there in Europe. He said the same. Those long hair black folks were running things good then, and they was running things in 1751. See the man saying? Now, this is Benjamin Franklin. He said when he got here, what he seen. When he left Europe, that's what he seen. You going to believe in him? Where does he say next?
The first thing that caught my attention was a phrase. The Europeans found America fully settled. He didn't say our father because he knew that the black Scot was the first Europeans to settle America.
I'm going to be quiet. The time will run out. Just keep reading. Give me no more reading. I ain't going to say nothing. You know, I'm going to be like Jeremiah said. I just ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to let it go through. And I feel good behind this. This is the best medicine you need. Oh, six anointed captains and you doze and stab in the piss and think you got to be around somebody look like somebody else and to make you happy? That means you ain't got no book education on the truth.
You cannot separate the 13 colonies from this revelatory statement made by Benjamin Franklin. The chartered colonies have been in existence since 1607. And according to Franklin, they were black. Along with the indigenous black Indians, remember Franklin said, all of America is black.
Hey, wait a minute. You mean Benjamin Franklin and Father's father said what? You mean he ain't talking about no 1619? No, see, right? He ain't talking about no 1619. He said when he got over here, he couldn't find a place that the black Israelite wasn't at. Big dignitaries know that. Why you don't know these things, see, right? And why you always got to grab somebody look like somebody else? I mean, what part that you didn't get? Huh? You want to bump into people look like somebody else? Did you hear what Benjamin Franklin said? When I left Europe, I seen Negroes African-Americans look like. Don't know nothing about no African-Americans. And when I got over here in 1751, he said, that's all I seen. See, they'll lie so much on slavery on you. You got it all out of order. You think you that's why you just want to be 1619. And you always going to be in a troubled mindset that you over there in a little cracker box like 1619. On a place that you wasn't at. Remember in last night's lesson how many that you are? Can't slavery hold over a thousand or million people? That's a billion people. A thousand and million is a billion people, see, right? You don't know billion people in slavery. That concentration camp can't hold a billion of you. Billion. You know what Oprah and Michael Jordan is? I mean, billionaires? They ain't no more million. They billionaires. And don't even know what day the Sabbath day is. And his brother only know that he won't put no razor to his head. You see that? Ain't got $1 billion. What is the next? What Benjamin Franklin say? You know any more brothers out there, Israel? You know any more old Benjamin Franklin? What he said? Get a couple more lines, and we'll close it down. Cause all got so happy now. All I want to do is hear the mothers talking, and I can go to sleep.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin in black up top with an arrow pointed at. I know you put an arrow on it. Where it said Benjamin Franklin. What he say? What did Benjamin Franklin say? The founding father. What he say?
Benjamin Franklin makes this comment in 1751. And guess who was in the land with the black Indians? The black Scots. Benjamin Franklin did not lie.
Right.
Benjamin Franklin said the only people that were not black were the newcomers, the white and the red.
Wait a minute, brother Young Guy. I can't let that get away. He said what? He said, all I want was a newcomer with who? The newcomer. The man is saying, this is Benjamin Franklin telling on his own people. He said, the only ones that was the newcomer, see, right? You followed behind the newcomer. Do you believe Benjamin Franklin? Oh, you don't want to believe the 6th Anointed Count. Well, why don't you believe Benjamin Franklin then? Huh? Let's see what he says about his people and the red man, too. He's going to tell you all. What did he say? What did he say again?
The whites, the history of the free Negro, has disappeared from the written history of the 13 colonies. The whites mentioned the free town that the free Negro started, such as Black Wall Street, Seneca Village. But what happened to the free Negro writing, his history written by himself? The written history of the free Negro were in the northern colonies has been merged together with the black slave from the south. We have been taught that every Negro in America is the descendant of a slave. That is historically not true. There are millions of Negroes walking the streets of America who are descendants of the free black Scots who founded America. Yet when they enter the government-sponsored school system, they are taught that all blacks are descendants of slaves. The miseducation of the so-called Negro starts from the moment he has the ability to read them, usually around 5 years of age. Once the child graduates from high school or college, his miseducation is maintained through a tool called Hollywood. The thing called Hollywood only exists to make sure that the false images planted in the Negro mind never fade away.
Hey, gotta be quiet. Hey, remember a bit more. Give me five more lines.
The best example that I can give you is of a man that paints his house. Over the years, the paint starts peeling. Eventually, the man must paint the house again. This is the role that Hollywood plays in the lives of Negroes. When the child finishes high school or college, the false images begin to fade away. Not to fear, because Hollywood is there to give the Negro mind a new paint job. Think about it.
That's enough. That's enough of this tape number 16. Now you see. Now, you see, right? Remember, the series is about unlocking the mysteries of the Bible. Now, if you're an educator, if you can spell your name and whatever, you see now you've been taught wrong on every point. Bronze hammer on and all that kind of stuff. And if you out of order everywhere, if you don't have to believe the Six Anointed Council, of which you believe Benjamin Franklin. Because Benjamin Franklin says, you know, the founder, the so-called founding fathers, he sit back with his big dignitaries and says, I don't know. You mean I left Europe in 1751. And everything over there was running roughshod and giving orders, charters about what they want to be done. And I got over here, and the same faces is over here. And here we come, white and red. So we are white and red people. You see what it is? The white and the red, red is the new cover scene, right? Do you believe what Benjamin Franklin said? Out of his own writing, he said the whites and the red is the newcomers. We'll leave it like that. Brother Yahdai Israel, I'm going to need me a day off, but I know I got some things of business to take care of tomorrow. But doggone it, you got the last statement on that. Come on.
Hallelujah, choir. Hallelujah, choir. Hallelujah, choir. Love the way it's rolling out there, Seer Israel, of Seed Royal. Great work, King, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, choir.
Hallelujah, right. And everybody wonder how we gonna get them back on their feet. Why don't you give them Voices of a True Israelite? That would get you back on your feet. Cause all we do is tell you, well, here's your. And you know what? I'm not doing it. This is gonna be a long series. We gonna just break it down step by step to get back to the Cherokee Israelites. Cherokee, they call them Cherokee Indians. But Benjamin Franklin said, no, they're not Cherokee Indians. That's the word we gave them. They Israelites. That's what it is. And we know it. But why is us to tell you? What about your leaders to tell you something? Well, see, your leaders have all cased a part of that suitcase kicked at them. You know, one that walked around with skinny jeans on? And the one that said, I am somebody, taking you down there in 1988 and sign you, the original people of the land, to being the one that came over in 1619. Now, if that was a butcher job done to you, that was a butcher job done on you. Go down there and take his big dignitary down in the White House and say, you know who we want to be? Well, we ain't got no treaty. You understand? We got no treaties for African-American Negroes. You clear about it. It's not on the books on African-American and Negro rights. But it's treaties on the so-called Indians and, you know, we got cut out for their pocket. You sure you want to be African-American and Negro? Yeah, it's skeptical. It came back and stabbed me for you and said, you know, from now on, from 1988 to today, we call African-American and Negro. Now, that ain't a butcher job on a, let's see, a butcher job on a, let me see, where it takes not even a knife to do it, on hot butter. The brother taking a butcher, a big butcher, and hit it down on white butter, which is you. You didn't need to do that, but that's what happened to you. I mean, a butcher job is put on it. But you know, but you got help. You got a minister coming and it's gonna take care of business for you. That's what they tell you. Get in where you PB in at. You hear what Benjamin Franklin said, didn't you? He said that when I got over here in 1751, they was running things over when I left. And when I got over here, they were running things, they was black Negroes everywhere. He said, us white folks and red folks, we are the newcomers. Do you believe what he said? Well, we leave it like that. We bring our elder in, and our elder will tell you all about the broadcast and who bring the broadcast. If you got any questions or comments on it, he'll be on the big station called Pale Talk, and he will be standing there waiting on you. You got any questions for you? He'll be there to give it to you. No, I don't give. No, I ain't got nothing to say. I just run a shotgun with 18 and paper. Only. I'm talking now. WCC. Elder Steele, you got the final statement. You're on the clock. Come up.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, it seems like thus far we've had quite a bit of learning experience and a lot more to go. And as I said earlier, that learning curve for that experience is very narrow. Time does the marvelous things for the memory of people from what we just heard. You know, time is used to make people forget that once what was, which is a serious thing. It takes those of us, of elders and seers, to bring those back to memory what once was, to know where you came from, is to let you know where you are today. This is why I say a teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. And also the students that listen, they gain experience too. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found out what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, as was mentioned earlier. That looks like a day we're going to take for rest, unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Sabbath class, top part is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. To use this on any search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, it'll take you to a big lion. You'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. As you know, I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station with land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, when you're there, don't forget to check the calendar. As I said before, the calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Also, you will find to get there, you type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is called Tribe. That's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our exciting program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Programs will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words on the search line once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, as was previously mentioned, during a normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. You'll find this where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any discussed topics that's on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk happens to end before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. As I always say, remember, when you keep the scriptures in mind, do not try to win the Bump the Gums contest. You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are rehearsing to righteous acts to learn the words of Yahuwah. So we can continue our learning process. We will turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahuwah there. Mr. Till, that's excellent on your part. And we look forward to coming to the room. And those, like you said, everybody got any questions or comments on anything we said, Mr. Till will be able to answer any of the questions. And my old seer is not answering nothing. He'll take notes. One thing about me, I'm a great note taker. But you know, but guess what? Guess what the most best part of this broadcast is when the mothers get in the microphone and look at you eyeball to eyeball and tell you something that wisdom would tell you. And that's the key to your race. See now, Benjamin Franklin, I've told you what time it is. But now I'm going to let the mother tell you what time it is. You know, Benjamin Franklin told you what time it is. He said, you know, I don't know why y'all keep running, you're trying to find us. We newcomers, we can't try to find y'all. But then, but we paid your leaders to mess you up. Now, what's going to is like, if they show you now how to straighten yourself up. You got ear to hear? Then listen to the mothers talking to you. I don't know what they're going to say, but we go and look for the mothers out of Camp 1. And then we got mothers in Camp 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. But we in Camp 1, and we let the mothers out of Camp 1, then say something to you. Something to you. Take heed. Take heed. See, we find the mothers out of Camp 1. We looking for them. And how the network. I don't see Mother Z. That's what I'm overlooking. Yeah, I guess I am overlooking Mother Z. I don't see her. Well, I don't know what WCC, I don't know what you got your hand on something. I don't know. I know one thing. Can't rule out. You ain't got your hand in something. Can't never rule out. Because you talk privately. So, I found our Mother D up Israel, and maybe we'll see a Mother E, Mother Z pop on the screen shortly. I don't see her. That's what I'm overlooking. I don't see her. But I do see Mother D up Israel. So let's see, can we find Mother D up Israel and bring her in? And she can get in that microphone. She can hold now. And she's going to tell you something. And we all going to listen. That's the best part of the broadcast anyway. Well, it's almost certain. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, Mother D.F. Israel, child of Yahuwah Judah, Yahuwah be to your seer Ray.
Yahuwah bless you, seer Israel of Steve Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Now, you heard a lot of stuff change in your ear, and that's why, you know, last time I put the eyeball, you know, I slipped that book to you to make sure, No, I didn't. Oh, no. Well, no, you all right. You all good. Well, like I said again, all this information, we will be able to bring it all out in grand style. And, you know, my joy is when those that's out of the Fixing Morning Camps are able to just grab back and just throw it down in grand style and unlock all this bad understanding and understand one thing. That the ones that have led us, they've done a butchering job on us, saying we African American and Negro. Even Benjamin Franklin, the so-called founding father, they wouldn't even make no statement like that. And they don't say we African American Negroes. Oh, my goodness. Mother D.F. Israel, just take your time and talk to this national audience. It's crowded, too. On the international side, all the slots are filled, 195 international countries. 1-1-2-7-29 is flashing on the international side. I mean, the world listens. So what you got to tell them, and the flow is yours, take your time and let me read back and hear what you got to say. Come on.
Well, yeah, I want to talk on about repentance and how we are to pray to Yahweh. In Kings, 1 Kings, chapter 8, I think I'm going to start at 45. Kings chapter 8, verse 45. And it reads, "Then hear you in heaven their prayers and their supplication, and maintain their cause." Verse 46. "If they sin against you, for there is no man or woman that sinneth not, and you be angry with them, Israel, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive and to the land of the enemy, far or near." 47. "Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whether they were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto you in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, 'We have sinned and have done previously. We have committed wickedness,'" 48, "and so return unto thee with all their mind and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive unto you," this Yahweh, "towards their land, which thou givest unto their father, the city which thou hast chosen, and the temple which I have built for your name." 49. "Then hear you their prayers and their supplication in heaven, your dwelling place, and maintain their cause." Verse 50. "And forgive your people, Israel, that have sinned against you, and all their sin, sin, wherein they have transgressed sin against you, Yahweh, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they have made compassion on them, they may have compassion on them. 51. "For they be your people, Israel, and thine inheritance, Israel, which thou broughtest from out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of your servant Israel, and unto the supplication of your people Israel, to hearken, listen unto them in all that they call for unto you." 53. "For thou didst separate them from among all the peoples of the earth, Israel, to be thine inheritance, as you speakest by the hand of Moses, your servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, the land of bondage, O Yahweh." Verse 54. "And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all the prayers and supplication unto Yahweh, he rose from before the altar, and Yahweh, from kneeling on his knees with his hand, spread it up to heaven. This is the way we're supposed to pray, with towards the east, with our hands up to Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have to repent first.
And there's that. You have to repent first. That's right. WCC said, right, we have to mute the mothers. We have got to mute somebody. So we're going to Mother E and Mother Z. We got to mute somebody. So let me know one thing. When you mute the mothers out of count one, we know that you will go low, low, low. No doubt about it. But like I said again, it's your radio station. I will keep telling those on the network, we need our own radio station, land, school, where we can really put people in the right position. But you start waiting on somebody else to do it, it ain't going to happen. Well, mm-hmm. So Mother, D.F. Israel, we're going to have to run this on in grand style so we know you can hang. And I want to piggyback on a little that you did say, because I can say, yeah, I'm a great note taker. You know, when I'm quiet, I'm saying something. Even when I receive a phone call, I love to even receive phone calls, and I have a pad next to me. But some of you might say in that talking that'll trick off something that's got to be said.
Mm-hmm.
Let's chop some things in. And Genesis chapter 13, verse 16. What it says in Genesis chapter 13, verse 16.
Genesis chapter 13, verse 16.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what that say.
Genesis 13, verse 16. And I will make your seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall your seed also be numbered.
So you say he's going to make, that was personal. He's going to make your seed as the dust of the earth. What did he say? Your seed. There is a personal word there, your seed.
Let's
read something to the 15th chapter, verse 5. Now pay attention to what he's saying. I'm going to make your seed as the dust of the earth. Now Abraham. What do you say in 22 verse 17? Same book. Genesis
22:17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. What
do you say? Okay. All right. 22:17.
What do you say in Genesis 22:17?
Genesis chapter 22 verse 17. And it reads, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gates of his enemy.
You mean he talking to a man that ain't got a baby nowhere? I mean, you might have, at the 15th chapter, you might have one son of Ishmael, but it might be, I don't know. I think at this time he ain't got no son. This man on his top. What he saying in 22 verse 17? He said it's going to be a blessing on us, and your seed going to be everywhere. Now you see he talking about somebody. He said, now your seed is going to be everywhere. That's what you say. What did he say in 22 verse 17?
In Genesis, that's what I just read.
You read 22, 17?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you read 15 verse 5?
15, Genesis 15, 5.
Did you read that?
I read 13.
Okay.
15.
What do 15 verse 5 say? See, I'm just shooting from the hip now. 15 verse 5. What did you say? I'm taking notes as you're talking. 15 verse 5. What do 15 verse 5 say?
Genesis chapter 15 verse 5. And it reads, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall your seed be.
Now that's big talk. So whoever these people is, Mother D. F. Israel, is he saying that, what is he saying, in your opinion, so far what you have read about, we're not talking, don't put no name on nobody, but what you say about whoever he's talking to, he got great respect and liking for whoever he's talking to. Is that right?
Yeah.
So he's saying that this seed gonna be what kind of seed? So far as you are read in 13:16 and 15:5, 22:17, what is your conclusion on what you read so far about this seed he's talking about? What is your conclusion on what he's saying about this people?
You're not gonna be able to number them.
Oh, okay. Good. Now let's go to 24 verse 60 of the same book. Genesis 24 verse 60. Let's see, can we just check some out. 24
All
verse
right.
60. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Genesis chapter 24 verse 6. And it reads, and
six
Abraham.
60. 24 verse 60.
Oh. Genesis 24 verse 60.
Yep.
Verse 60 read, and mm-hmm. they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions. And let your seed possess the gates of those which hate them.
Oh, that's big talk. How many is prophesied that this seed gonna be again? The seed talking about how many gonna be?
Thousands of millions.
That's big talk. Let's go to Numbers chapter 1. And start seeing exactly who is this thousand of million is. Thousand of million. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we find the book of Numbers. Who is this that he's doing all this such a blessing on? Thousand of million. Give me two lines in verse number 1. Then we'll skip down to verse 8. Give me two lines in verse number Deuteronomy 1:1. Just give me two lines. Let's see if talking. Give me two lines in Deuteronomy 1:1. Just give me two lines. I need a name.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel.
Oh, so this word was spoken to all Israel. So now you see how it's so important that this word was spoken to all Israel. So all that conversation you heard, these words were spoken to all Israel. And you refuse to put that name associated with yourself. All Israel. What is all Israel in verse 8?
Verse 8. Deuteronomy. Chapter 1, verse 8. And it reads, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore unto your father Abraham, Isaac, and Israel to give unto them and to their seed after them.
Man, this is big talk here. And what happened next, and what did Moses say behind that in 10 and 11? What did Moses say in 10 and 11 behind that kind of talk? So now, do you know who your forefathers is? Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's your, you Israelites or 12 tribes. So if anybody asks you who your reunion fathers is, you're supposed to say Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's
yeah.
the number one thing he's saying. You talking about Uncle Ben, Ben Williams, Uncle Ben, all that kind. Put that down. That's
yeah.
your Bible now.
Right.
Let's 10 and 11 says what?
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh, your Yahweh, has multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Verse 11. Yahweh of your fathers made you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and blessed you as he has promised you.
Mm-hmm. And what he says to his people in 18 and 21, what he saying at verse 18 and 21? Now, what he say to this people, Israel, Israelites, 12 tribes, what he said we can read in verse 18 and 21?
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 18 and verse 21. Verse 18 reads, and I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. Behold, Yahweh, your Yahweh, has set the land before you. Go up and possess it as Yahweh, your Yahweh of your fathers have said unto you, fear not, nor be discouraged.
What did he say in 26 behind that? And what does he say here? What else he tell them in 26?
Verse 26. Notwithstanding, would not go up, but read. Well, let me read that again. Notwithstanding, you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse,
you see the man just said? Now, how can you the man say it? With all that he told you, and he said you were rebellious against the Torah instruction. All that he just said. All that stuff he has laid upon you. And he says, notwithstanding, you will not go up, but rebel against the first five books of Yahweh. You see that?
Yeah.
And he's doing the same thing now. Notwithstanding.
Yeah.
You see the man saying? All the good stuff he has taught the children of Israel, the one you call African American, Negro, and Indian, and you rebel then, and you rebel them now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the precept is in there, 5:4 of Isaiah. You know what the precept is? 5:4. Look what Yahweh says in 5:4 of Isaiah. Behind it, he said, is what I have did for these people. Do you know if you precept your Bible to Isaiah 5:4? What did he say?
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 4 reads, what could have been done more to my vineyard that I had not done in it. Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, broughtest it forth wild grapes.
He said, I could have done with all his power. I gave you the best, brownest color, and I gave you everything. I gave you the woolly hair. I done everything for you. They were rebelling against me. He said, the man just said, he said, what can I talk to his father? What can I do? Okay, I gave him everything. You see the man saying? What else could I? Now, who's he talking about? Let's get down to verse 7 and see what he's talking about. Let's see. The Bible tell you exactly what he's talking about. Verse 7.
Verse 7. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7. For the vineyard of Yahweh of hosts is the family of Israel. And the men of Yahdah Judah, pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment. But behold, oppression for righteousness. But behold, a cry.
And see, and that's why Mo got to come on network and tell you how you pray. Because, listen. Your problem is we ain't got to even go to none of this if you just do some through the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should understand that. So now we got to go come through all these 3-hour broadcasts to see what problem will hit you to do what the Bible got read. He's talking to a specific people called the children of Israel. Do you know what he says in Numbers chapter 6? Verse 22 to 27. Do you know what he said? Let's see what he said. Number 6, 22 down to verse 27. Now he said something that we need to read together. Since we know it's the children of Israel, the one that Benjamin Franklin says is the one that the so-called African-American Negro in Indians is the Israelite. That was Benjamin Franklin said. Now he said, you know what the so-called founding fathers say? You Negroes are the people he's talking about in his book. Unless we say it out of our mouth, yeah, boys of two is like and tell you 6 nights a week that you out of order, come clean. You ain't gonna listen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Latin kid. Are you listening to him?
Mm-hmm.
What is it in Numbers chapter 6? Verse 22 down to verse 27. Let's see now if you understand that. Listen to what he says in Numbers 6, 22 down to verse 27.
Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. Verse 22 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, 24, Yahweh bless you and keep you, 25. Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, 26. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
And we still want to hold on to, we still want, at the last of our name, put the name and give on the blessing. You know, what can we say? What can we do for you? What can we do for you? That's all I'm saying. What can we do for you? Let's see what it says in 49:28 of Genesis. 49:28. Look what he says. You gotta say, look what he says to Moses in 49:28 of Genesis.
Yeah. Okay. Genesis chapter 49. Genesis 49, verse what?
28.
Genesis 49, verse 28 reads, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them, every one according to his blessing, he blessed them.
And what did the children of Israel grandfather do behind that in 33? Now, after he speaking from the mouth of the Almighty, what did he do in verse 33?
Genesis 49, verse 33. And when Israel had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yield up the spirit and was gathered unto his people.
Unto his people.
Yeah.
See how this theory, she was all about? It's about his people. Israel is right. Your people. You see what the man saying? The Bible don't have a rainbow spirit. The Bible speaks for itself. You know what? The one that gathered to his people, he going to be the king. And that's why he tell you things. He tell you, see, right? He tells you in Tobit chapter 4, verse 8 through 12. He tell you something. He gathered to his people. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Do you know he got something written over in Tobit? And Tobit pulled that verse, and what he says in Tobit chapter 4, verse 8, down verse 12. It's all about pulling verses here. Let's see what he says that we all can read together. Tobit chapter 4, verse 8, down to 12.
Okay. Tobit chapter 4,
Pick up verse 7 to 12. Listen to this national audience. What he's saying, Tobit saying.
Okay. Tobit, chapter 4, verse 7 through 12. Verse 7. Give alms of your substance, and when you give us alms, let not thine eyes be envious, neither turn your face from any poor. And the face of Yahweh shall not be turned away from you. Verse 8. If thou hast abundance, give alms, money, accordingly. If thou have but a little, be not afraid to give according to that little. Verse 9. For thou layest up a good treasure for yourself against the day of necessity. Verse 10, because that money do deliver from death and suffering, suffer not to come unto darkness. Verse 11, for money is a good gift unto all that give it in the sight of the Most High, Yahweh. Verse 12. Beware of all wodom, my son, daughters, and cheerfully take a wife of the seed of your father, and take not a strange woman to wife, which is not of your father's tribe, for we are the children of the seers. Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Israel, remember, my son, daughters, that our fathers from the beginning, even that they all married wives of their own kind, kindred, and were blessed, and their children and their seed shall inherit the land.
all that good instruction.
Yeah.
All that good instruction that's written in the Bible, and we don't never hear none of them that's here from the sixth moment count. What is it saying 35:1-16 of Sirach? 35:1-16. And we'll close out with this. We'll close out because it's going to take it right back to what you said about how to pray. I'll take a note of what you said that Mother Dear Israel. Let's try it all in 35:1-16 and the closing statement. Let's see what it says. Sirach 35:1-16.
Sirach 35:1-16, verse 1. He that keepeth the Torah instruction bringeth offering enough. He that taketh heed to the Torah instruction offer a peace offering. Verse 2. He that requires a good turn offers fine flour, and he that giveth alms money praise. Verse 3. To depart from the wicked is a thing pleasing to Yahweh, and to forsake unrighteousness is a, I don't know that word, peace. Verse 4, thou shalt not appear empty before Yahweh. Verse 5, for all these things are to be done because of the Torah instruction. Verse 6, the offering of the righteous maketh the altar fat, and the sweet savor thereof is before the Most High Yahweh. Verse 17, the sacrifice of a just man is acceptable, and the memorial thereof shall never be forgotten. Verse 8, give Yahweh his honor with a good eye, and diminish not the first fruit of thine hand. Verse 9, and all your gifts show a cheerful countenance, and dedicate your tithe with gladness. Verse 10, give unto the Most High Yahweh according as he has enriched you, and as thou hast gotten, give with a cheerful eye. Verse 11, for Yahweh recompense and will give you seven times as much. Verse 12, corrupt with gifts, for such he will not receive, and trust not to unrighteous sacrifice, for Yahweh is judge, and with him is no respect of person. Verse 13, he will not accept your person against a poor man, but will hear the prayer of the oppressed. Verse 14, he will not despise the supplication of the fatherless, nor the widow, when she pours out her complaint. 15, do not the tears run down the widow's cheek, and is not her cry against them that caused them to fall? 16, he that serveth Yahweh shall be accepted with favor, and his prayer shall reach unto the cloud.
Excellent. Closing thing behind that. So if you want to pray, then follow what's written in 35:1-16. That's how you pray. And closing thing, we will catch you all Wednesday night for some old B-O-T-T-Y. Come on.
Okay. I want to go to that Isaiah 5:13-14. And it reads, therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Verse 14, therefore, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measures, and their honor and their multitude and their pomp. And he that rejoices shall descend into it. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
I said nothing. Mother D of Israel, Mother E, Mother Z, catch you all, man, tonight. Yahweh beat you all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.